Winter Biscuit podcast today with a returning guest, and that's Dan. He was here from Rune Silk with the Birdfield, but he has got another business. So tell us about your other business, Dan.
So for the last sort of nearly 15 years, I've been involved with a Japanese brand called Tenga. And Tenga is a adult health product. For those who don't mind the cringe word, it's a sex toy. But essentially, we call them a adult health product. I've been involved for about 15 years, running the UK website for about 6 years now.
Oh, so it's not actually your business. You're just you franchised it then, or are you just in charge of the UK side?
No. So more complex than that. So let's rewind. Let's rewind 10 years ago. My business partner and I introduced Tenga to the UK. Well, it's mainly my business partner. He was the guy who was responsible for bringing Tenga to the UK and Europe. And he was looking after the distribution chain for the whole of Europe. And then they sort of disbanded the solo channel of distribution. But we always owned tenga.co.uk. So it's completely our own website domain. And so because we've had such a strong relationship with the manufacturers throughout their introduction into the West, we've just worked very closely with them to be the only sort of, well, not the only, because there are other stores that sell it, but we are the, it's so difficult to explain. It's not a franchise. The business is run by a company called Love Is Life Limited. So it's a completely separate business to Tenga, but we own Tenga.co.uk, which we have done for over 10 years. And from that platform, we've sold Tenga products only. So we buy our products directly from the manufacturer and then sell them to customers in the UK.
Right. And has it been good for you? Do you make a good living from it?
It's one of those ones, isn't it? So when I took it over, it was mainly to give my wife a job working from home. So it allowed her to obviously be there for the kids when they were growing up and not having to worry about putting the kids into childcare. So for that, I wouldn't say it's not been a huge earner. I mean, I still work a full-time job as well, but it's given us the opportunity and the freedom for her to work from home, you know, whilst looking after the kids, which has been worth its weight in gold, absolutely. Funnily enough, though, sales have spiked since March.
is that due to the lockdown?
I assume so. I can only think that because obviously people have been socially distanced and not been able to hang with their partners or whatever, then they've just had to reach for the next best thing. It's been crazy.
Is it more women or men's side of the toys that are being selling the most?
So Tenga is predominantly known for male toys. There is a female side of the company, which is the Aroha. So it's Aroha by Tenga, but more known as the Aroha range. And they are the female products. So they're more the vibrating and the insertable type products. Now, we're going to be careful how to say female products, because we don't try to put the stigma on any particular product. So Aroha products can be used by any sex or whatever you want to identify yourself as. An Aroha product can be used. It's a vibrating toy. You know, if you own a penis and you want to put the Aroha on your balls, crack on, you know. So that side of things. So, but Tenga has always been predominantly the penis owning, aimed at the penis owning person, because it's an insertable, like a penis sleeve. So, I mean, you could stimulate your fingers if you wanted to, but it's for your dick.
So it's pretty much like the flashlight then.
Flashlight. Very similar. So the one thing that Tenga is renowned for is that we don't have anatomical products. So it won't look like a human part. So it's not like a modeled vagina or a modeled butt or anything like that. Same with the Aroha products. They're not phallic in terms of they don't resemble a penis. So it's very much the anatomical sex toy. I've actually got one here as well. So I'll run you through that and show you what these look like. Yeah. So this is the AirTech. which is, this was, so in the earlier phases, they started off with the Honor Cup range, and then they had the Egg range, and they were mainly marketed as single-use products, which is almost, I like to call them the gateway into Tenga, because they're very much the cheaper end of the spectrum. So Tenga Egg started at like £6.99, and we go all the way up to the Tenga EV, which stands for electronic vibration, which is nearly £200. I tend to call that the gone in 60 seconds, just because it's pretty shit up. Then they released the original flip hole range, which was the first reusable Tenga, but it was around about the sort of £70 range. The AirTech was an absolute game changer, because I mean, these are £24.99, and I'll do a quick unboxing and opening. So you've got an open bit here. You just take the plastic cap off.
Do you ever like test the products yourself?
Oh yeah, I've tried them all.
Really?
When I say them all, obviously it's not. I've not tried all the Aroha products.
No.
But the Tenga products. Yeah. Well, look. I mean, I've been involved in Tenga for 15 years. When I first tried one of these, you know, I wanted to take it out for a drink afterwards and give it a cuddle. You know, it was absolutely ridiculous. So this is what the Tenga product looks like once you remove the plastic seal. Mm-hmm. So you've got the AirTech comes in a regular, strong, and a gentle. So black, white, and red. The white's a bit more softer inside. This one's a bit more firmer. Word of warning, there is a silver cap on the end. If you do not remove that, it's like trying to put your dick through a brick wall. Okay, so it's just not going to be. It's not going to work. This is the trigger, the suction as well. And what you'll see here is an air hole here. You may or may not see that very well. So take this out, and inside you get a sample sachet of lubrication. Obviously try and remove that as well, because if you try and put yourself in with that in it, that's also going to cause some discomfort. That's just the cup that holds the lube sample. Now inside here, so as you can see, it is totally unanatomical. Mm-hmm. So with the sample lube, obviously you can buy the bigger bottles from the website, and you just pop the lube inside there, and then obviously you insert. So obviously not insert that. That's just a demonstration of me inserting something. Now with this, so I'll show you as well. So this is what it looks like inside. So this is This is the plastic housing, which obviously allows it to be able to be gripped. Now, so if I show you in here, let's get like the cock's eye view or whatever. It's so, and I'll turn it inside out, and what you've got. Again, I don't know if you can see this very clearly. You've got different sort of ridges and ripples on the inside. And you've got different textures as well. It almost looks quite cog-like on the middle bit here. Mm-hmm. So, and that's turned, obviously, that way in. And that then provides stimulation. Pop it back in. There can be a bit of a pain to put in, but you just twist and it will just go back in like so.
And what's the
cleaning? If you just try and... cleaning instructions, I'll show you. I'll come to that in a second. If you just try and push it in, most people try and push it in and get really sort of really. This is probably a good FAQ for my customers, actually. I can't get it back in. It's really hard. Best thing is literally you just twist and it just pops straight back in like so. So cleaning, again, same way. So essentially what you would do is you just have to turn it inside out. And I tend to use kind of like an antibacterial hand wash just to clean it, and then you run it under hot water under the tap, and you leave that to dry, air dry, and then obviously you can turn it back inside out and then dry it again. You don't have to use the cup as well. I mean, it can be used. I mean, if you're using this with a partner, for example, and this is something that we're trying to smash at the moment, is sex toys are for solo use, and believe it or not, a lot of women don't like men having sex toys. There's many debates on why.
I was going to ask, do like you find the stigma of a girl having a sex toy different to a man having a sex toy, because obviously everyone jokes about it with a girl, and like society seems to be fair with that, but if a guy had a sex toy, he'd be classed as a dirty pervert. Do you, like, you often get that?
We have had that, yeah. So, and that's something that we're really trying to break down with that stigma. I mean, you go back to your Ann Summers parties, you know, and girls would throw parties and Ann Summers rep would come round with a big dirty box of wobblers, you know. Oh, look at that. Well, yeah, I'm going to get myself one of those, you know. And it's, you know, it sort of takes the old Tupperware parties to the next level, doesn't it? You know, whereas men aren't really the kind of guys that are going to kind of sit there kind of going, well, lads, you want to come out for my Tenga party? Sorry, what's this Tenga party? So basically, yeah, we're just going to get a load of these masturbators and check them out. That sounds like a sec party. Are we now stepping over that next level of friendship, Dave? Are we like, you know? So, however, when it comes to sex, men are more likely to joke about it in the pubs. You know, that, whoa, yeah, met this girl last night, took her out, gave her a right seed to, oi. But when it comes to masturbation, it's still a bit of a stigma. So it's an interesting one. It's a huge debate. And I've still got friends, you know, because, I mean, I'm the kind of guy who's quite happily will give one of his mates one of them for their birthday. Because I don't know what to get you for your birthday, mate. I've got you one of these. Put your dick in it. Oh, cheers, Dan. Hug? You know, but I've had it where, you know, they've sort of taken it back and they've shown it to their girlfriend and the girlfriend's got really upset about it. And I have no idea why. And I think maybe it's more likely, probably similar to a way that a lot of girlfriends don't necessarily like their men watching porn. I'm assuming that having a sex toy also means that they might think that they're less attractive and they're just going to go and finish themselves off with a plastic toy rather than finding their woman sexy enough to do it. So it's one of those ones, it really is about communication and just trying to reassure that your woman is like, look, I want you to use it on me, you know, you have a go. and then it's having that communication, being comfortable enough to talk about it with your partner and not sort of hide it. Yeah, just going for a shit, babe.
do you ever get them, people try to like send them back?
We just tell them no, fuck off. Obviously, we're not so many words. We are a professional company, and we do take these things obviously very seriously. As much as I'd love to just go, I don't want it, please don't send it back to me. Obviously, there is a due care and diligence into that kind of product. Because of the nature of the product, it's not really like a pair of shoes. You know, you can't kind of like order a pair of shoes from JD Sports online and kind of go, they weren't for me, I'm going to send them back. Unfortunately, with the Tenga product, it's a bit like buying underwear, really, and sort of swimwear. Technically, if you've put bikini bottoms on your gusset, you can't return it. That's why you have that sort of gusset strip, I guess. Similar to put it to a Tenga, you know, if you put an AirTech on your kind of climax into it and say, wasn't really for me, Dan, can I send it back? I'm just going to say, it was $24.99, put it in the bin. Yeah. obviously, we do accept returns for non-use products. And if it's faulty, if it develops a fault, then we'll give you your money back or return. So there is a manufacturer warranty process on these items. Something like this is recommended a maximum use of about 50 times. So technically, that's 50p a wank. It's not bad, is it? So once, because it's made of elastomer, so what technically happens is it will naturally break down. So we do get one, and this is sometimes where it's really difficult because you get a customer going, mate, it's broken. I'm like, well, how many? And you don't want to sort of ask the question, how many times do you use the AirTech? Oh yeah, I've been smashing it 5 times a day for the last fortnight. It's probably need time for a new one, mate. So it's having that balance of obviously how do you be not too flippant, and I'm one of the most flippant guys, so what I write on an email is totally different to what's probably going through my head.
Have you ever gone into business with like say a porn company or anything like that, so like they can use them on their films, like sort of you do see porn with like sort of like flashlights being used and that? Have you ever got into try to send yours off to a porn company to say get some of your performance to use these on set, so, and like we can supply them for you?
So that would probably be something that's done on a wider scale that I'd work on with Tenga Global. So Tenga Global have a PR arm of it, and Tenga Global, based in Japan, would look at the worldwide PR. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, we've worked with Tenga for a long time and we're quite established with it, but we're still fairly small. You know, we're not Love Honey, we're not Ann Summers, we're not some of these whopper companies out there. So we wouldn't necessarily have the budget to kind of just kind of ship a whole load. We were just asked recently from a company in the Netherlands if we would just donate some eggs for a sex toy package set that they wanted to sell. And part of me wants to kind of say, well, no, you're selling a box set, buy them.
Yeah.
So in terms of the adult stuff, it's a really, really difficult one, because one of the things that we're trying to move away from, so when I say we, I mean the Tenga as a global brand, is to not be kind of almost tied in with the adult industry. It sounds weird, but
yeah,
it's not. Whereas you got to think with fleshlights, a lot of the fleshlights are modelled on porn stars' vaginas. You get a lot of, you know, all of the famous porn stars out there have their own fleshlight brand. So it makes sense for them to get that star to use that product, because obviously it helps to boost sales. And I'm assuming if there's a porn star that's got her vagina mold on a sex toy product, she's probably getting commission on that. I'd like to think that she's probably getting £1 for everyone sold.
Hopefully. Do you ever go to conventions with them and like sort of like have a little table?
Used to go to there's not so many in the UK now, if any. You've got the B2B stuff, like you've got the Eero, is it Eero? ETO, Erotic Trade Only Fair, which is, it's just essentially a big, not what's the word, like a building trade show, but just with sex toy sellers, sex toy stores. They're not as exciting as they might sound. The Erotica exhibition was probably the one in the heyday. Now I was just about to say,
I like suppose I just envision loads of topless porn stars walking about.
No, absolutely not. You do get a few models modelling the lingerie walking around with flies and stuff like that. But to be honest, it's not as exciting as it might seem. The Erotica exhibition back in the day, now that was 2006, around that period, 2005, 2006, 2007, But it stopped. And that was an eye-opener. I mean, that had sort of shows on a main stage where you'd have women that would come out with these huge metal phallic strap-ons and have like angle grinders just shooting sparks into the crowd off of this massive. And people would walk around in all the latex gear, and you would see husbands walking their wives, and you know, when I say walking, I mean yes, with a lead and that sort of stuff. Gone are the days in the UK where they have shows like that. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think the last Erotica exhibition was around, I think it was around 2010. And again, these facts and figures could be completely wrong. They're not research. So I'm just, from my own knowledge, they just disappeared. You do still get quite a lot in Germany and in Europe. They're not as exciting as one might think. It's literally, you walk around, it's like a giant sex store, like an A1 sex shop.
Yeah.
Where you've just different, but they're just more categorized into brand. And it's usually a place where you go and people, if you own a sex shop or something like that, you'll go and find new products. There's one in Birmingham, I think it's around March every year.
Can them, like, you buy your products from sex shops, or is it just limited to like your website?
No, for sure. So we stock them obviously online, tenga.co.uk, don't you know? Just a quick plug there. I'm sure you'll pop a little something in the notes show notes.
No problem.
There's physical stores, Soho, all of the main sort of sex shops. You still find them in like the Pulses and Cocktails in A1 service station sex shops. you'll still find them in Ann Summers and stuff like that. So Tenga as a brand is still in a lot of, it's still in the big shops as well as online. Obviously, online sales account to quite a lot, but yeah.
You like say the male toys sell more than the female toys.
In our store, yes.
Do you get a lot of sales daily, monthly, weekly, is in the certain times of the year? Or I mean I would have thought your sales might have gone up in the winter time being cold and that, because people aren't going out as much. Or am I just not thinking properly?
No. So the typical holiday times, obviously we leverage with promotions like Father's Day. The Tenga eggs do really well at Easter, funnily enough, just because of
Happy Easter, Mum. Yeah, I like sort of taking eggs home.
Yeah. Oh, what's his Kinder egg? Well, let's just say there is a surprise in there, but you can't eat it. So we tend to do a lot of egg campaigns around Easter, Father's Day again. Father's Day is a really funny one because we had one comment on one of our posts going, oh, and I just want to get my dad now. And we're like, well, it's more targeted at the mums buying the dads a present rather than the kids getting them.
Yeah.
Unless your dad's a complete wanker, and what better way to tell him than send him one of those? but it's Christmas, obviously. Black Friday, we've scrapped some prices down on certain products. China have got a really big holiday, 11/11, which is Singles Day. 11th of November. So we do have quite, I would say, a large percentage of our customers are Asian people staying in the UK. So we do get quite a lot of Asians visiting the UK buying our products, because it's an Asian product. Being a Japanese brand, we tend to have quite a huge cult following from people from China and Japan, with I would say it's probably about 60-40, 40% being sort of Western nationals and 60% sort of being Oriental. So I wouldn't necessarily say there's particular spikes depending on seasons, but we do see obvious spikes during specific holidays and promotional times. Yeah, for sure.
So apart from the eggs and the sort of flashlight sort of device you show them, what other things do you sell on your site? You say you've got them there as well.
With all Tenga products, we recommend only using water-based lubes. So using a silicone lube will break down the elastomer a lot more quickly. So product ranges, we've got the 3D, which is like a sculpted piece. There's five different styles. It's coming to its end because it's being discontinued, but we bought up quite a lot of them so that when they are discontinued, you could still buy them from our store, because we like to have the largest Tenga range available in the UK. And at one point, I think we had the widest range of Tenga products in the world just in our UK store, just because we like to be this one-stop shop for everyone that loves Tenga. We've even got Tenga robots and toys and sort of cult pop icon toys. So you've got the 3D range, which is like a very nice, very cool looking sculpted. We've just released the Geo. Tenga just released the Geo, which is similar to the 3D. It's like a sphere, about this sort of big, very intricate design. You've got the Flip Hole series. The Flip Hole series is the higher end of the products, and they come in the Flip Zero, the Flip Orb, and the Flip EV, which I mentioned, that's got two pulsating parts to it. I definitely recommend just typing in Flip Hole Zero EV into YouTube and watching the promo video. Again, it's not porn or anything like that. It's just the Tenga's promo video of what it looks like. It will show you from the penis view coming into it, and you can see all the intricate details from the triple chain gate, the layered end orb at the end, and it's got these obviously really cool, cheesy action replays as it passes through each individual element of the device. I remember sending it to, I send them always to my old schoolmates on WhatsApp, and my mate even replied going, mate, I just wanted to knock one out, not send my dick into space, because it looks very robotic and it, you know, it looks really, really cool. And then the Aroha range, which is the female stuff, is more sort of body body massages. There's a couple of insertables, the Mikazuki, the Minimo, and I think we're the only ones in Europe still stocking the Cherry Blossom, which is a nice pink one. That's a very super squidgy soft insertable. So it's a growing range, and we've got the Christas, we've got the Christas coming out in July, and they look like something you'd put on your shelf. They honestly look so cool. They look like a pop art sculpture. So I'm really looking forward to those coming out next month. There's a huge range, huge, from £6.99 to £200, somewhere in the middle, you know.
Do you do t-shirts, hats, pens, and like things like that, or is it just mainly?
Well, we've got pin badges, and there are t-shirts and hats. We don't stock the clothing. We've got the Tenga pin badges. Sometimes we get some of the limited sort of promo items, but quite a lot of the accessories. Quite a lot of the accessories and the clothing is mainly for Japan only, because the difficulty with translating an Oriental market to the UK, as many will know, is sizing. So obviously their large T-shirts probably like a crop top on me. So you know, it's opening the clothing market worldwide. It's obviously a bit more difficult. Same with that, they have. I mean, we've got things like Tenga chocolates and stuff like that, which we get sent. And LED lamps, like something like this, but the red one with a light in it, and when you turn it on, it's like a little Tenga lamp. It's still very different in the UK than it is in sort of Asia. Whereas, you know, they love their quirky shit like that. So as a brand, it's just a very pop culture icon type sex toys, which fits in very much with that sort of following.
Have you ever had anyone famous order one, or like anyone's name you recognise being sent out?
Couldn't tell you that. to be honest, would they put their real name on it? Probably not. We've had a Lord buy some stuff.
Really?
And if you look on the Tenga Global website, there's an interview with like some wrestlers and Jaguar Skills, the dance music DJ. Of course, you know, it's one of those things, isn't it? You know, just because they're probably more likely to go into a shop and buy it rather than have it delivered online, I think. I assume. Be you wrong?
I don't know. I suppose if someone like Liam Gallagher went into a private shop or like an A1 set shop. Otherwise, he could just order it on the light line.
I think if he did, he'd definitely have a pseudonym. Is it a pseudonym, like a ghost name?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like John Smith or something like that, for sure. What did we have recently? It was Anony Mouse or something. Anony Mouse.
Right, I get it. Yeah.
Ordered something, so it's like anonymous. It's just like, oh, okay, well, I hope your postman gets it to you, because otherwise you're not collecting it from the sorting office, are you? So you do, and I'm sure if he did order it, it would probably be like El Gallagher, and you know, we may have looked at it and kind of gone, oh my God, do you reckon that's Liam Gallagher? And then the short answer would have been like, nah, you know, there's no way, you know, you'd notice if it said D Beckham, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you do know people are going to listen to this and go, Liam Gallagher gets sex toys from him, like that Tenga guy. Because like someone's going to stare at it, start spreading it.
That's a good shout, actually. So so those of you who have just joined the conversation, Liam Gallagher has not bought any Tenga products from us, sadly, that we know of. That was definitely not a plug to say that famous people buy their products from us.
Definitely not. That was a question I asked.
Yeah, so Liam Gallagher, if you're listening as well, I'm not saying you've bought sex toys from us. Please do not send us a court injunction letter and try and sue us to say that. It's just tongue in cheek. It was Noel anyway, Liam, so don't worry about it.
So I'm like, what's the future for Tenga then? What's some like the plans? You say you've got new ranges coming out. What about sort of next year? Is there like there anything in the pipeline in a few years? Because I'm thinking obviously this sort of thing's not just going to have a downturn. I'm guessing sex toys has got steady.
So, and again, so you're going to remember, I'm not directly affiliated with Tenga, so a lot of that I don't know. The only thing I do know is that we've got the Krista coming out in July. So, again, that's very important just to clear that in the air, is that we are just an authorised reseller of Tenga products. So, new product, if I can go on what's come out in the last sort of 12 months, I think there's going to be some crazy stuff coming. I think there's going to be a lot of stuff coming out, you know, in the not too distant future. This year alone, you know, we saw the launch of the Geos in May, the Krista's coming in July. Whether or not they bring out anything else yet, you know, in the next 12 months, I couldn't tell you until I'm told from my end. I know they also focus quite a lot on the healthcare side of things. So you've got Tenga was essentially born out of was sexual health and impotency. That was the sort of the original vision. They've got this crazy product called the Tenga Lupe. It's not available in the UK and in the West yet. It's essentially a sperm counter.
A sperm counter, did you say?
So a sperm count tester. So I think you essentially you take a sample, spaff on a glass plate, and then you can look at it on your smartphone, and it can show you your sperm count. So stuff like that. So they're That's obviously crazy. Working very much in the yeah. I mean, I think for that would be breakthrough. I mean, obviously it's still getting FDA approval and stuff. It's hence why it's not in the Western market yet. But I think something like that could be amazing. If you think in a third world country where if you're struggling to have kids. And, you know, you don't have private healthcare like we have the NHS. You know, we can go to the doctors and say, I'm having trouble getting my wife pregnant. Can you check if I'm shooting blanks? You know, you can get that quite easily with the NHS. Whereas obviously in some countries, you don't have that sort of access. To have access to a product that you can have a look yourself, I think it's absolutely fantastic. We're hopefully waiting for it to come in the UK and we'll sell those as well. You know, we're massive advocates of Tenga, massive, massive fans of the brand, and hence why we've sold them and only them as well. I've got to say, you know, we've only Tenga.co.uk. You know, it's just a website just for Tenga and our other products that we sell. We have no interest in selling fleshlights or you know anything else, just because this is a brand that we've got such strong values with that we want to stick selling.
Yeah. There you go. I just find it crazy that going back to the first point I did mention at the beginning, that sometimes when like guys have sex toys, they're chastised and like looked upon differently. When like it's sort of a joke with women, and when women has it, it's like it's fine. But guy, dirty pervert sort of thing, and like it's very stigmated. Is there anything that you with this company could maybe do to get rid of that stigma? And say it's okay for everyone to have sex, well, all adults to have sex toys, and it's not just a thing for women. And if a guy gets it, don't mean he's a pervert or anything. Well, he could be a pervert, but do you see what I'm getting
at? Doesn't automatically make you one. Yeah, so, I mean, so Tenga are already working with the likes of Alex Fox, for example. Alex Fox is a sex editor. She's worked with, like, Netflix and The Guardian and all sorts of huge names. And so she's a sort of a brand ambassador, and she does a lot of posts for Tenga. We do get the benefits of it, obviously. So she does a lot of posts around Tenga and around sex toys and the stigma of sex toys and just to try and really expand that awareness and just to kind of say, look, you know, it's all right. You know, you can also have a little device that enhances your sexual pleasure. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's better than using your hand. Don't get wrong. You know, the good old fashioned, you know, Pamela and her little friends, cracking. But like that's like leveling up. That's like you know, if we were to compare it, it's like having a wank is like broccoli, and using a tenga is like broccoli and cheese, you know?
Yeah, so the one you've got, and not demonstrated, but the one you unboxed and showed us, that's $24.99. And if you want to go, and if you want to go above that one, is the different ones in different sort of, is like the more, a more deluxe one, with like a different pattern inside or different tightness.
Yeah, so they have different. Yeah, so the essentially the differences between them is the patterns inside, which obviously have a different sort of stimulation, the firmness of the material. The one up from this is, it's called the AirTech Twist, and it's actually got the cap on here moves. And what that does is actually essentially it tightens and loosens, so you've actually got full control of how tight it is.
Don't over tighten it.
Yeah.
Because as I say, it could be quite embarrassing if something went wrong and it was stuck on your knob.
Well, exactly that, yeah. You'd get the WD-40 out before going to the doctors, wouldn't you? To the A&E room, that's for sure. And obviously, if I go back to that air hole at the top, if you sort of put your finger on that as you pull up, it obviously then creates a vacuum. So it then obviously gives it, so it's like, and then you release it, and it's like, you know, so you kind of get that sort of tightness on the sort of the suction on it as well. So you can control that as well. I mean, this is the next generation. If I don't see increased sales, I'll be very surprised for this particular model as well, because they've seen that one. That's the AirTech Strong, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, the complete sales plug there. I couldn't resist it.
No, go for it.
And then obviously, yeah, you go all the way up to the flip holes, and the price obviously reflects in the design and the work that's gone into it. Like I said before, the EV, which is the electronic vibration. If you were to open it, you've got sort of a vibrating bit at the bottom and a vibrating bit at the top, and obviously that would then stimulate the sort of the shaft and the tip upon entry and during use. You can control the different types of settings of vibration as well. So it's one of those things you can literally just hands-free kit, just put it on, turn it on, and kind of just. But that's like £200. It's rechargeable and.
That's expensive.
Worth it. It's proper L'Oreal, that one. Tell you.
It's got to be for that much. Well, apart from your sex toy website and like the products you sell, you came on last week and you do beard care oils and beard balms and like sort of things like that. And you was kind enough to send me a few samples, and I've been using them.
I was going to say, is it a hint? Do you want one of these?
No, I'm actually saying about the oil.
Sorry. I thought it was like you lining me up for like, you know, you sent me some beard oils for the last one. There's me tenga, Dan.
£200 ones, please. No, I've been using, I think Earth's my favourite. I think I did use fire, and it was a bit more, the smell's a bit more fiery. but it's definitely made my beard a lot softer, and it looks loads better.
Does look good.
And like, especially in this hot weather, because like I wanted something to just put on so it don't frizz and shrink. But yeah, I like sort of have it after my shower, and then I put it on sometimes before bed, but not, you know, and then sometimes because I normally get up and I go for a 12-mile bike ride every day, so I normally put a bit on before that, then come back, have a shower and put more on. But so far, so good. I see no problems. It's like not like them ones that I like normally have, where you put on, it takes you a half hour to wash your hands. Once it's on, your hands aren't hardly got anything on, which is a big one.
And I find just a quick tip on that is that if you have got any excess on there, if I've just popped out the shower, I'll run some through the beard, and this is what I tend to call the hand over hand method. So it obviously helps us to straighten, and whatever I call it, the hand over hand method. I used it in my blog post the other day, and I was like, I really should do a video explaining what hand over hand method means. And essentially, it's when you put the oils in and you just hand over hand to brush it down. Whatever's left on your hands, I tend to just literally just pop it on my shoulders, put it on my arms, put it on my chest type thing.
Yeah.
And then whatever residue is pretty much was on there is gone anyway. And then plus you put in the oils on your body, and it's all sorts of extra bonus and that sort of thing. So, but I'm glad you're liking it.
No, yeah.
And that's the feedback I love, because I don't know if I said before in the last podcast, people kind of say, oh, you know, it's great to see people passionate about making beard care. And it's like, let's just get one thing straight. I don't like making it. It's a mess. what I love, and, you know, my passion behind the brand is that kind of feedback that you've just said. I'm using your oil and it's doing my beard load of good.
Yeah.
That's where my passion lies, is to get that feedback. You know, so for creating a product that someone turns around and says, mate, that's
so far so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where my passion lies, is to hear that feedback. That's what I buzz off of. Cleaning up beard butter from the sides of the walls and up the side of the front of the fridge is not my passion.
Well, it depends, Adam. I'd rather be cleaning that up than sort of cleaning something else up from your sex toy.
There you go, exactly that. So.
Well, thanks for coming on again. Cheers for that. So I will put all the your websites and that in the description. But tell the people, if they can't be asked to look at the description, tell them where to go.
So for Tenga products in the UK, and for we ship worldwide as well, so obviously do come and buy from us. It's all the W's dot Tenga. That's TENGA. It's like Spanish to have. Tenga.co.uk, and shall I introduce the discount code, or do you want to do that? So for all of you listeners out there,
go on, you can do it.
Although now I've lined myself up for it, I can't remember what the actual code was. I think it's Tin Biscuit, isn't it?
Let me have a look.
Set myself up for a fall there. I'm sure I set you up a Tin Biscuit one for the podcast listeners, didn't I?
Yeah, it's listeners of the Tin Biscuit podcast can save 15% off their first online store. Just click the discount link and add Tin Biscuit at checkout to apply. But that's for your room silk, isn't it?
No, so what I've done is I've created the same discount code for tango.co.uk. It's the benefits of using the Shopify and being able to just go into my phone and just add the discount code. I just thought, put the same code in for both promos. So
it's for both. And it's for room silk. And all right, here we go then. So if people have got a beard, or we've got a boyfriend or a dad who's got a beard, or even a girlfriend or mummy who's got a beard and wants beard care for them, they can find you at room silk, can't they? And also, if you want to buy any sex toys for anyone, they can go to tenga.co.uk. And if you put in and add Tin Biscuit at the checkout to apply, you get 15% off. Is it 15% off your first purchase, or is it 15% off all purchases?
I think it's the first order.
It is, yeah. There you go.
We also do sunglasses as well. So, I mean, we also have these mighty fine rune silk sunglasses.
They are pretty cool.
Yeah, so these are just got wooden arms on them as well. Double spring hinged, lovely. Nice and polarized as well.
Brilliant.
Probably sweaty, actually, because it's a bit on my head. So,
and how much should they come at your sunglasses?
This particular model, $29.99, not this one off my head because you don't want them, because I've been sweating in them. So our polarized range start from $29.99. And then we have some sunglasses that go up to sort of £54.99. They're the all-wood ones. So these we call the half-woods because they've got a plastic front and a wood frame and a wood temple. We've also started releasing.
You've like got the tortoise shell 80s thing, aren't you, going down there? That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So typical Wayfarer style. We have so many styles. I think we've got something like 20, nearly 30 different styles of sunglasses on the website now. And then we've got the wooden acetate range, which is something we're moving towards. So eventually we're going to step away from the half wood, wooden plastic, and then we'll just have wooden acetate or wood. So obviously acetate is more eco-friendly. Anyway, we're not here to talk about sunglasses. I just thought I'd chuck it in real quick.
But if people do want, all you got to do is add the Tin Biscuit code at checkout and you get 15% off your first line order.
And there you go. So I mean, we're just giving, all about giving today.
It's because you're in a good mood.
Exactly. Sex toys, sunglasses, beard care. I mean, what more could you ask for?
You could have a nice looking beard while you're having a posh wank.
And then, and if you put these on, no one can see where you're looking either, you know.
Oh.
Lovely. So,
well, that's not to say to go to a park and do it, or a wood, is it?
Yeah, we do not condone use of the Tenga products outdoors in a public environment. Depends on what part of the world you live in. So, you know, you may get away with it. But listeners of the UK, I think they frown upon that kind of activity.
Ah, yeah. The UK don't like anything at the minute, so yeah, best not to do
that. Well, but 2 metres distance, you're fine.
Well, it's come down to 1 metre now, hasn't it? But remember, it's a guidance, it's not a rule. But
yeah, we won't go into
that, because that will be there all day with that one. So I just want to say thanks for coming on. I'll put everything in the description with the code, with a 15% code off, the code off products, and obviously all your descriptions. I'll put Room Silk in again as well, and Tenga is T-E-N, is it T-E-N? What, how?
G-A, so Tenga, yeah, so T-E-N-G-A, I don't know if you can see the logo.
T-E-N-G-A.co.uk.
So go.uk. So that link that I sent you, if you pop that link in the description, then people who do want to use it to save 15% off, that automatically applies that discount for your first use, so you don't have to worry about entering it. The link that I sent over, you can literally just tick that, click that link, and it'll automatically apply the discount. Too easy. Same for both.
The problem with that is, though, you've sent me the link on my phone, and I do the edit. I don't do editing, but I say I do the editing. When I say editing, I mean put it online. I do all my work on my laptop, so.
I can email it to you if you like.
Can do, yeah, or you could just get like type in Tin Biscuit, the lazy sods. But yeah, either way.
I just like to make it too easy for people, you know.
No, that's brilliant, because I just thought it's like was for the Beardo, but for both of them's wicked. So yeah, that's really good. So Tenga and Room Silk, first purchase Tin Biscuit, and get 15% off. I'll put that in the description. Cool beans. Well, cheers for coming on again.
Pleasure.
And we'll see you soon.
Enjoy the weekend. Take care.
Take care, dude. Bye-bye. Bye.
The Tin Biscuit Podcast.